light has gone out in the NFL world. A man that should be on the Mount Rushmore of the NFL, its history, its development. And joining us is Randy Kovach from the Kansas City Star, who's just written one of the feature articles in the Star about it. Randy, we're all sad about this because this wasn't just a man about football. He was truly one of the last of the genuine human beings in sport.
No, he was a gentle man, and he was a compassionate man. He was an unassuming man. I mean, he didn't create scenes. He didn't have an entourage. He'd walk the parking lots to make sure there wasn't debris, and he made sure the field was in immaculate shape. He cared about the fans. I mean, he cared very much about whether the fans had a good experience, and he took care of his players, as you might know and do know. And even when a player was no longer a member of the Chiefs, he was still part of Lamar's family. And so, there's a vanishing breed of those type of owners. I mean, hey, he could have sold naming rights to his stadium, you know, a stadium that draws 80,000 people a game, but he just, it was Arrowhead Stadium, and that was special to him, and he wasn't going to sell it to a computer company or an automobile company. It was a special place.
Bill Grigsby, longtime announcer for the Chiefs, said that he gave people in Kansas City something to hang on to. Tell me that story, Randy, very quickly, about when the A's left, the Kansas City A's left Kansas City and went to Oakland, and what people thought about Lamar then.
Well, the thing that stands out about Lamar, too, is, you know, he moved the team from Dallas to here because, you know, he just won a championship in Dallas, but just wasn't room for him in the Cowboys. So, Charlie Finley owned the A's, and Charlie Finley was always trying to move the A's. So when Lamar came here, you know, he gave some stability, and the contrast between Lamar and Finley was just striking. And then, of course, Finley bolted, and then Lamar and Ewing Kaufman, who got the expansion Royals, they, you know, they came up with the concept of the dual stadium.
Got 12 seconds.
And people, you know, the stadiums that they created here in Kansas City have been, you know, been replicated, but not duplicated all across the country.
Well, Randy, thanks so much. Check out Randy Kovach's article in the Kansas City Star about Lamar Hunt. Thanks, Randy. We'll be right back. Talk more about the loss of Lamar Hunt on Head Game, Sports Byline, and Sirius Satellite.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? You like to control your own destiny. You do what you want to do, and you go where you want to go. Why not sit where you want to sit? Tickets Now has the choice seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the seats you really want. With Tickets Now, buying tickets is easy, and each transaction is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to ticketsnow.com today, where the words sold out are not a part of our vocabulary. ticketsnow.com. That's ticketsnow.com. 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 ticketsnow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Look, honey, it's the Joneses.
Oh, they've come caroling again.
One, two, three, and... We just got ourselves a T-Bone. T-Bone has exclusive features. We can record two shows at once. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And transfer programs to our laptop. Ha, 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 ha.
Only
TiVo has exclusive features that let you schedule recordings from the web, transfer shows to your handheld device or iPod, or pre-approve the best TV for your kids to watch. Until December 31st, go to Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, or TiVo.com for a free TiVo box after mail-in rebate and service commitment. See TiVo.com for details and discover why everyone is singing our praises.
Shouldn't we tell them we already have a TiVo?
Nah, let them have their fun.
Remember, it's not TiVo unless it's a TiVo.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back to Head Games on Sirius Satellite Sports Bonding with our good friend Mark Schlereth, the guy I wish I could have played for back in the day when Bubby Brister was having fun in the huddle. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, good job on ESPN Radio this morning. I was on there last night talking about the passing of Lamar Hunt, and I think this is a very personal thing for all of us that knew him. But you got to look at it from the point of view of course, a rival, the Broncos. Tell me what you think Lamar represents to the history of the NFL.
Well, I mean, there's no question his historical significance. I mean, his significance. After only 13 years involved in professional football, the guy was, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you know, he's the basically he was the guy that that created the AFL. He was the guy that was pivotal in the merger of the NFL AFL in the late 60s, you know, just coined the phrase Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I mean, that's Lamar Hunt, and you know, it's one of those things that I think easily gets overlooked when you haven't been around the guy. I never got a chance to meet him, but always held the Kansas City Chiefs with great respect and revere because of the way they played. And the way they played was hard, and they were a legit football team and a football team that you know you were going to get in a scuffle with every time you took the field. And they represented Lamar Hunt well because he was the guy that that was the driving force behind the Kansas City Chiefs. So to me, it's one of those things I always look with great pride and a great sense of nostalgia, and also with great respect for the guys who came before me and gave me an opportunity to live out my childhood dream. And my childhood dream since I was 12 was to play in the National Football League. And it's guys like Lamar Hunt and some of the Hall of Famers and some of the guys that paved the way through their, you know, their blood, their sweat, their tears, that paved the way for guys like you and I to be able to play the game that we loved as kids. And so I have great respect for Lamar Hunt. I have great respect for the men that came before me and afforded me an opportunity to have this love affair with the National Football League.
We're talking with Mark Schlereth from ESPN Primetime, and want to thank you for the great way you and people like Ron Jaworski, who was on the show a couple days ago, has helped us understand the technical side of the game. Before we get to the technical side, let's continue with this as well. Here's our interview with Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News about what historically a Lamar Hunt represents.
I think he could be the last great American sportsman. And it's not just about football. He's the guy that got tennis a foothold in this country. He got soccer a foothold in this country. You know, few people know that he was a minority owner and an original investor in the Chicago Bulls. So he's had an impact in basketball. Of course, his greatest legacy is the AFL and the NFL. You know, he tried to buy an expansion or buy the Chicago Cardinals and bring them to Dallas, but the Wolfers wouldn't sell the team. He got rebuffed twice. He finally, you know, Bud Adams trying to get in. He couldn't get in. He finally called Bud and said, "You want to start our own league?" And they did. And in a very short period of time, that league was competitive with the NFL and forced a merger.
That's more from Rick Goslin for the Dallas Morning News. We had a lot of people weighing in, including Franco Harris. We'll get to him in a moment. But Mark Schlereth, it's a different league that we report on, that we cover these days. When you and I played, even just a few years ago, it did not have the level of intensity, and it took visionaries. It also took people, I think, that understood the personal relationships in the game. And when I witnessed the kind of emotion that you would not expect coming out of the former players and people that worked directly with Wellington Mara last year, I look at the passing of Lamar Hunt like the passing of Wellington Mara as possibly the passing of an era.
You know what, I agree with you, and it's one of those things that you mentioned, especially now, because I think those guys were so intimately involved with their football teams. And a lot of times now, we live in an era in a society where it's, I'm going to give mine, and the game has changed in that regard. I think with the exposure, the exposure that shows like this and ESPN give guys, it gives them a platform to be selfish. And like you said, Wellington and Lamar Hunt are those guys that I think just kind of bridged a good generation gap. Those guys were beloved by their teammate, by the guys who played underneath them, and I don't know that there's going to be too many more of those guys that come around.
Well, we're going to talk some more with Floyd Little, a guy that, like you, is in my book, in many people's book, a Hall of Famer anyway, but certainly a Broncos Hall of Famer. But let's talk about the NFL for a moment. Let's take a break from this very sad time. Certainly we want to celebrate what Lamar represents, but if you would go with me on this, let's talk about what's going on around the league for a little bit, because you do such a great job helping us understand what's happening with teams. Let's first start off with Drew Brees and what he displayed this past weekend. The fact that a team no one really predicted could be where they are today is defeating Dallas in Dallas, that is showing so much strength and balance. Tell us about Drew Brees and the Saints.
Well, I think they're an amazing story, obviously, a Cinderella story. Drew Brees has just been phenomenal. I mean, he's got a chance to break Dan Marino's all-time record of 5,084 yards. I mean, the guy has been on fire. And it's amazing, just such a different group of guys, such a kind of eclectic group of guys that he has been throwing the football to and distributing the football to. Obviously, Deuce McAllister being back and running well has really helped them. Reggie Bush has been phenomenal from just the different things that he gives you, not only running the football, but catching it out of the backfield, lining up out on the edge. I mean, he's a nightmare matchup for all defenses. And then you got a guy like Colston coming in the seventh round of Hofstra playing extremely well. Joe Horn playing very well. And the thing is, they've been able to overcome injuries. Colston's been out a few games. He was his first game back last week. Joe Horn was out last week. And if it's not one guy, it's, Devery Henderson. It's Terrence Copper. I mean, it's on and on and on it goes. So they have done a great job with a lot of different guys. And I think the one thing that kind of gets overlooked is this is an offensive line that I think probably was a huge question mark coming into the season. Jamal Brown moves over to left tackle, solidifies that offensive line. They get Fain from Cleveland, and he plays incredibly well. I mean, this is a great group up front, and they have really paved the way for this offense to have great success, and Drew Brees has just been maybe the comeback player of the year.
Talking with Mark Schlereth from ESPN Prime Time, and one of the interesting things is when you look at dominating offensive lines like the Chiefs have been recently, and they've found a way to put together and piece together a team without Willie Roach this year that has allowed Larry Johnson to be pretty good. But other teams like Minnesota that earlier in the year were reasonably dominating at the offensive line are not doing so. Why is this year so up and down for offensive lines?
Well, I think, continuity is a huge thing, and anytime you have an injury or you move guys around like they have in Kansas City, I mean, they've been musical chairs at the tackle position. Brian Waters had missed a couple of games. It's very hard. I mean, it's a game where communication, it's kind of a team within a team, and where communication is so pivotal. And when you start rotating guys and you start moving guys around, and especially when you're on the road and crowd noise, it becomes very difficult to play the position. And that's one of the issues that you have. You look at the Carolina Panthers, and probably everybody's picked to be a representative in the NFC playoffs at least, and a lot of people's Super Bowl picks, and I picked them to go there. That's a football team that has had one guy start all the games at his original position across the offensive line. That's left guard Mike Wall. Everybody else has flipped around, flip-flopped, and it makes it extremely difficult, and that's a position that probably gets overlooked a lot, but it's one where continuity rules the day, and if you don't have continuity, you're going to have some issues.
Talking with Mark Schlereth. Mark, can you stay with us for a few minutes? And I just wanted to have a chance to hear you and Floyd Little talk about the old days with the Broncos and maybe some of the ways that running backs, the running back position, that guy that benefits from you all getting that push in the middle, how that's evolved.
You got it.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll be right back with Mark Schlereth and Floyd Little, Hall of Famer for the Broncos. Great running back. He's going to talk about the LT versus Jim Brown controversy and Lamar Hunt and much more. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
Five guys are 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Back to Head Games with Mark Schlereth from ESPN, who's done a great job covering the NFL, and a guy that was always a legend when I started with the Chiefs, a guy that ran roughshod through the Chiefs more than a couple times. Floyd Little, how are you, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, Nick. I just talked to an old teammate of yours earlier today, Mike Pruitt.
Who'd that be? Mike Pruitt. Boy, those were the character building years back in 87, 88 with Mike Pruitt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, speaking of running backs, we had Franco Harris on the show talking about that early time in the NFL's evolution. Here's what he had to say about the Rudy family and people like Lamar Hunt and what they did for the game.
And there were times when things were tight, but these guys were there from the beginning, and any time when you're in something in the beginning, I think you look at it differently because there is a lot more passion, there's a lot more love, and because you're building it, this is your baby, this is your child, and I think it's just a different feeling at that time, whereas future generations look at it differently, just as you mentioned, Rick.
That's Franco here. Let's first start with Mark Schlereth. Mark, what is it about today's game that bothers you in terms of the distance that is being created between players and the fans?
I think the biggest thing that bothers me is that you see selfishness, and I think there's always been probably a little bit of selfishness, and guys want to have success, but guys want to have success in the team realm, and I think that's the biggest thing that really irritates me is that you see guys that have really lost the sense of team and what it means to win championships together and how everybody's got to sacrifice. And so you see that, and you see guys kind of going above the team and putting themselves first and try to elevate themselves to a higher position. And those are the things that really irritate me because, I learn from guys, I learn from the older guys that helped me cut my teeth in this league, and those guys learn from guys like Floyd Little, who was an ultimate teammate. So, I mean, that's to me what really irritates me about the league more than anything else right now.
Floyd, what do you think about that? What do you think about how you look at players that don't seem to understand just how far the NFL has come in the last 25, 30 years?
I got to agree totally with Mark's comments. He's absolutely right. It was about team. It's about each other. I mean, I've seen guys go out there a little nicked, and the guys that play with them on the line will help them when they're blocking assignments because they know they're a little bit injured. I mean, it was about each other. It was about the team. It was about playing for the fans. And it's about team. It was all about team and winning championships, making sacrifices, doing all you can, going out there when you shouldn't be out there and your teammates helping you survive because you want to be a part of it. That's no longer the case anymore. Everybody wants individual recognition for things that they do. I hate to see guys celebrate for making a tackle. I mean, that's what they're out there to do. The game has gone too far the other way to the entertainment. In the book that I wrote, I talk about football before end zone dances and million-dollar contracts, and it has changed tremendously since my days. And Mark Schlereth could play in either era. He was a great football player. He played the game like it's supposed to be played, with intensity, with desire, and commitment, and you don't see that anymore.
Mark, let's talk about the huddle, because that's what I respect so much about you guys. You had so much camaraderie on those years when John Elway was able to take it finally to that final championship Super Bowl. Tell me about what is it about certain teams that have that sense of family and that can laugh, tell jokes, sing in the huddle in the most intense games?
Well, you know what? For me, I mean, we definitely had it in Denver, and I appreciate the kind words of Floyd, and he's long overdue to be in the Hall of Fame, Floyd, and you know that I'm pulling for you, and you should have been there a long time ago. But I think it's just a sense of that family and sense of laying it on the line for one another. Interesting story, just in my own career, I always played hurt, and people would always marvel and ask, well, why and how do you end up doing that? And because I was taught when I came into this league that, as Floyd so eloquently put, the team comes first. It's more important to put those guys first. And so for me, I always viewed every guy on that football team, offensively and defensively, as more important than me. And it was my job to go out there, regardless of how I felt, regardless of what my circumstance might be and my injuries might be, and to go out there and try to lay it on the line for my teammates. And I think we had that sense in Denver, and I'm sure it's been carried on since Floyd Little's days and through the Orange Crust defense days, and on it goes, and that's kind of the atmosphere that was cultivated and created. And when you walk into that huddle and you know that you're going to lay it on the line for one another and everybody is going to go in that locker room and know that they played hard and gave it up for one another, then, you know, to me, you can't lose. You may lose on the scoreboard occasionally, but for the most part, there is no losing when everybody's got that attitude.
Hey, our friend Bubby Brister, of course, he helped me. He'd walk past my locker when we were like 3-13, and he'd blow a burp in my direction, you know, and, you know, some very classy moves like that.
Right.
But he helped us laugh, and when I saw him going to back up John Elway, I always thought this is going to be great for John, because here's a guy that will refuse to let John take things too seriously. Tell me about the effect of Bubby and what he did in the huddle for your team.
Bubby, you know, he coined the phrase, so eloquently coined the phrase camaraderie ship. And Bubby, you know, was not anybody's Rhodes Scholar for certain, and you know, neither am I, but Bubby was doing an interview about what this team meant to him and how much he loved playing with everybody and how much it was just so much fun to go out there and all the camaraderie ship we had. And so from that point on, that was a real rallying cry during our two Super Bowl victories there in Denver, was to jump on the ship, and that's the camaraderie ship, baby, and we're going. And Bubby was, you know, Bubby was a clown. He was always goofing and always having a good time. And, you know, I'm sure every football team, and I'd love to hear Floyd's interpretation of the guys that were those guys for the Denver Broncos back in those AFL days, because everybody needs one of those guys that brings comic relief and a little bit of levity, because game of football is a tough game. There's no question about it, and you need those guys. So, Floyd, you have any of those guys on your team from back in the day?
Mark,
just a few,
Mark,
right?
I wish that I had the opportunity to play with you, Mark. You're one of the best, but it was about family. I think Nick mentioned early, and talking about that family thing. We were a family. We were able to agree to agree and agree to disagree. But one of the things that we came to play, in the last minutes of the game, we had no chance of winning. You could still see guys working their tails off to make something happen, even though we couldn't win. And, you know, I see guys lay down the day and they don't do that. But we had a lot of clowns on our team. Everybody had clowns on their team. Jerry Simmons, the great Jerry Simmons, a wide receiver, now, you know, works for Hyatt out of L.A., out of San Francisco now. I've been there with him for about 33 years. He was our clown. He would always do things. He put stuff in your jockstrap. You know, that thing. You know, you guys know
right.
What that stuff is that got hot.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Always did things like that. We had another guy named Fred Forsberg, who played for University of Washington, was a linebacker for us for many, many years. And did a great job for us. But you always have to have guys like that. One of the great things I know about John Elway is you did the game for ESPN, Mark. It was a game that Elway All-Stars played against Joe Montana All-Stars.
Yes.
I got a chance to play in the same game with John Elway. It was the greatest experience of my life, because I can imagine what he was like doing game situations in the huddle. He had a ball in the huddle. He seems to have been a clown as well. And I don't know if you came in a tail end with Randy Gradishar.
No,
know Randy was the biggest clown on
yeah.
the team, and he don't appear to be that way. He was a jokester along with Tom Jackson. These guys were funny guys and did things that were great, and I've always wanted to play defense because of those two guys.
Well,
Gradishar and Jackson were the kind of guys that I wanted to play with, but I always had a chance to watch him play and not play with him.
I got to tell you something about that game, and you mentioned the All-Star game between John Elway and Joe Montana, and I ended up calling that football game. It was a flag football game, and let me tell you, it's a flag football game that in the final moments, a real football game broke out during the course of a flag football game, and
yes,
I was so impressed with Floyd, because now Floyd has kept himself in unbelievable shape. And the competitiveness of these two football teams and the different players, and I'm talking about all kinds of all-star football players on these teams, and Floyd, I was singing your praises up from the booth, because Floyd was scoring touchdowns and Floyd was blowing a shoulder and trying to protect that flag. And I was like, my Lord, because they had asked me to play in it, and I said, you know, I'm not going to play in it. I'm too beat up, and I know myself, I'm the same way. When the competitive juices start flowing, man, I'm going. And and these guys were really a real live football game without pads, a full contact, no pads, broke out at the end of that game, and I was like, gosh, I made the right decision not to be down there.
Hey, Mark, in the last. Guys, in the last minute we have with Mark today, because I know, Mark, we've got to let you go, yeah. But I want to talk about the LT versus Jim Brown comments. I think Marty Schottenheimer was certainly the best coach I've ever played for, and he's enthusiastic, he's loyal, he's the kind of guy you want to lay it on the line for anyway, and that's mm-hmm. why San Diego is my bet right now, is the most balanced team. But having said that, LT may be the most versatile, but do you think with today's rules, do you think Jim Brown might have had a little bit more to say about that?
Well, today's rules and Jim Brown, let me tell you, I don't think there are a lot of guys based on the size and the strength and just how the human body has progressed and all those things that are as athletic, you know, from the 50s and the 40s and the 60s even. And I even look at the game now and say, boy, there's no way I could play the game now that is being played. But Jim Brown is one of those guys that could play in any time, any place, anywhere, and I believe that he could come in his prime right now in the National Football League and dominate, and I really believe that.
Well, I appreciate it. We appreciate you joining us on the show today, my friend. Great job on ESPN. We hope we can have you on in a few weeks, buddy.
You got it. Thanks. And Floyd, it was great talking to you. God bless. Take care, buddy.
Happy holidays, Mark.
You can be my teammate anytime, buddy. When we come back, some more with Floyd Little, great running back, should be in the Hall of Fame, about his book on Head Games, Sports Byline, and Sirius Satellite.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, join hosts Fred Mowry, Robin Farley, and Charlie Knox on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122 for the Joe Average Poker Radio Show. Whether you're new to the game or a seasoned pro, Joe Average Poker is your show for all the information needed for today's poker player. The latest poker news, insightful interviews, and strategies to improve your game are discussed every week. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the Joe Average Poker Radio Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose.
You know, it's not the NBA where you got a seven-game series once you get the net in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
We want to thank Mark Schlereth for joining us, and we're with Floyd Little, a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame anyway. The game has changed, and certain people, though, remain what the game represents to all of us, a sense of relationship not only to the statistics and the money, but also the quality of the camaraderie on the field. Here's Tom Flores, Raiders coach, from yesterday's show.
Here's a guy, Lamar Hunt. The Rooneys were already in the business, as were the Maris, but here you had Ralph Wilson, you had Lamar Hunt, Bud Adams, these guys that were very wealthy by their own right, but when they took over and started the American Football League, and then Al Davis was part of the start, even though he wasn't an owner at the start, these guys were in it because they loved the game, and then it became their family to raise. So they raised this family, the American Football League, that eventually became part of the National Football League. And everybody that came in that organization, any of those organizations that played for any length of time, and in those days you could play for longer because there was no free agent. You know, it's very rare nowadays where a guy starts and ends with the same team, but in those days you spent most of your career with the same team. You were part of the family, and
you're part of the family. Tell me about that sense of family, Floyd, with the Denver Broncos.
Well, Tom is right. I've known Tom, and of course he played for the Raiders as quarterback and coached up here in Seattle at the Seahawks where I am now, but he's absolutely right. There, you know, we used to have a deal where all of us would get together every Monday to watch Monday Night Football together as a team. We shared a lot of things with each other. We all lived in Denver, including some guys who were traded out, you know, the Raiders, Willie Brown or Nehemiah Wilson or people like that. We all stayed as a family, and we remain a family even though we play for other teams. They don't have that. I mean, people don't live in the same city they play in anymore, and they don't get involved with the community, which now the fans don't support as much as they did. You know, when I played for the Broncos, I've never heard them boo when we were losing. I hear it so much now during the games and the disappointment that fans have and players, and I don't know how that got to that. But in the book that I wrote, I dedicated chapter 13, to the world's greatest fans, which I thought the Broncos fans continue to be. Even after I've been gone 20-plus years, they still are the world's greatest fans, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think Kansas City certainly might give you a run for the money, but we were part and blessed to be part of fans that understood what those teams meant to them. And in your book, Tales from the Broncos Sideline, Floyd Little, you have a preface by Jim Brown. Let's talk about what he had to say about the running back position, about your contribution to the Broncos history, and more. Are you there?
Yes.
Jim, to me, Jim Brown, I know you don't want to talk about yourself too much, but let's talk about that book and Jim Brown and the running back position and how it's changed today. Because whether it's Sam Huff on Monday's show or Len Dawson or just now Mark Schlereth, I think most people would say Jim Brown with today's rules, and Floyd Little for that matter with today's rules, would be a lot more effective. A 1,000-yard season with a 14-game schedule under the old rules was a much more profound accomplishment.
Well, yeah, and I talk a little bit about it in the book, Nick. I was the 13th guy to hit the 1,000 yards in the 14-game season in the history of the game. And when they changed the rules and widened the hash marks, about seven or eight guys went the next year. I mean, the game has changed. I think if I had to play behind the offensive line that the Broncos have today, hell, I don't think anybody could have matched the yardage that I could have gained carrying the ball, you know, 25, 30 times, and I carried the ball on an average of 18. Just recently, Sean Alexander, who's a personal friend, carried the ball 40 times in a game. I mean, it has changed that much where it's gone to a one-back offense. When I played, it was a two-back offense. So to gaining 1,000 yards with another back in the backfield sharing the touches with you, it's quite significant. But Jim Brown, as you mentioned earlier, is a guy that stands alone. We had our jersey retired last year this time back at Syracuse. Jim and I went to Syracuse along with Ron Conrad and Mike Owens and a couple other guys that wore the number 44.
Amazing talent.
Mm-hmm. And when they retired our jersey, which was the first and only football jersey ever to be retired at Syracuse University, and they said it in order for them to retire any other jersey, they couldn't retire any without retiring the number 44. And as we stood there doing the ceremonies, and they asked Jim Brown to stand before the crowd of people, which was a really big crowd, and Syracuse haven't had a great seasons over the last couple of years. He stood up there and he says, "You have one three-time All-American in the history of the school, and that three-time All-American is Floyd Little. And I think he should speak on behalf of all of us, not Jim Brown." I mean, that's the kind of quality guy that Jim Brown. I was shocked, stunned, and amazed as Jim looked at me and says, "Floyd," he says, "you are a Hall of Famer. Anybody that's played against you, played with you, or seen you play, know you are a Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer, and you don't need the Hall of Fame to validate you as a player. You are the greatest player that Syracuse ever had." And I mean, Jim Brown wrote the preface to the book, and he said some great things about me, and he said that I was one of the greatest players he's ever seen.
Well, he's a smart man, and you also had to play some special teams. Back in the day, special teams were not just for the backups, was it?
No, I mean, we all did. I mean, all of us who were starters were special teamers, and, you know, I ran punch kickoffs. I was on the extra point field goal team and covered. I was on the punt coverage team. So I was in there quite a bit, and I played often. And today, you know, they're all specialists. They're down and distance people that play on certain times. I mean, if I were playing the way they play today, I could play till I was 50 because they only play a couple plays a series and don't play any special teams. And maybe that's good for the game, maybe it's not. But I enjoyed playing. I would have played defense if they would have let me play, Nick.
Hey, before we let you go, and we want to have you on and talk more about this wonderful book, Tales from the Broncos Sideline, and we talked about Lamar Hunt. Let's talk about the comparison of Jim Brown to LaDainian Tomlinson. Here is Ron Jaworski from Tuesday's show.
Is the greatest running back ever, but certainly Marty Schottenheimer believes that. He coaches the guy. He's with him every single day. I could understand why Marty Schottenheimer feels so strongly about LaDainian Tomlinson, and actually why the San Diego Chargers feel so strongly about LT. If you saw what happened when he scored that 29 touchdown, you saw the entire offensive line, the quarterback, the fullback Lorenzo Neal, the wide receivers all go there and hoist LaDainian in the air. That's how strongly they feel about him. So I could understand where Marty Schottenheimer is coming from.
Okay, so as you look at LT, tell me, how does he represent the ultimate set of skills at the running back position?
Oh, he's been just tremendous. I think, you know, running back is considered based on his longevity and his productivity. This guy has been producing every year. I mean, it's not like Terrell Davis or Jamal Anderson or Barry Sanders or Walter Payton. These guys were very productive. He stands in that same era. As long as he don't get hurt, he could be one of the greatest running backs ever to play. But it's all about consistency. It's all about not getting hurt. And, you know, just like Terrell Davis, I thought he was on the road to being a great running back. And so
absolutely. If he continued for three more years, he would be.
If they threw an interception, he would have made the tackle, hurt his knee, his career was over, basically. And he could have been, and you never know. So you're talking about staying healthy, because the life expectancy for a running back, Nick, is only 3.5 years. You know, Jamal Anderson with the Falcons had a great year. He got hurt. Typically, running backs of LaDainian Tomlinson's size don't last very long because he's a marked man. They key on him. They look at him. They hit him a little harder than normal. They try to get him out of the game because he's a game breaker. He makes a difference in a football game. And he is having some success that you just can't imagine today. If he stays healthy, San Diego's going, they're going to be in the Super Bowl if he stays
Absolutely.
Healthy. And they can continue to keep him healthy. He, you know, for now, is one of the greatest running backs in the game today. But it's all about longevity. It's all about consistency. If he continues this way over the next 3 years or so, he will be one of the greatest running backs ever.
Well, Floyd Little, you are one of the greatest in my book, and thanks for taking the time. Let's have you on again in a few weeks. We'll talk some more about your great book, Tales from the Broncos Sideline.
I appreciate that, Nick. Thanks, and happy holidays to you guys, man.
Happy holidays. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Floyd Little, if you don't know about Floyd Little, you don't know about Lamar Hunt, and you're listening to the show, It's not hard anymore. Go to Google and read about these guys. They impacted the game, not only what they did on the field, the way they carried themselves. Just listen to him and the way he carries himself on the air. And speaking of people that carry themselves well, Jim Beattie, our baseball correspondent, our erstwhile reporter. How are you, buddy?
Nick, how are you doing today? I wish I'd been in Japan. I could give you a little more information on what's going on.
Well, do you think the Japanese are happy? I mean, I'm imagining that Matsusaka's team is happy they got $51 million. Do you think that the Red Sox really think they got a great deal?
Well, I don't know about a great deal, but I think they did admit that $100 million, 6 years, is not out of line for this particular player. And obviously the player's getting half of that, and the team is getting half of that. I'm sure the team is excited about that. I mean, they're going to lose this player in the next year or two anyway, but I think they're excited to get that amount of money. And Boris finally relented, and as is typical, it goes down to the 11th hour, and they make everything very tight for the schedules, but they got it done. The Red Sox, I think, got their man, and they got him the right way.
What do you, when you look at a Japanese player who had a 2.95 earned run average under three all those years, and he had almost as many strikeouts as innings pitched. He walks about one person every three innings in his career. But how do you equate that? What is the formula, if there is one, to equate the level of standards of Japanese baseball, which continue to improve, I might say, also with Major League Baseball here?
Well, I think they had a little bit of extra help this past year when they saw him in the World Baseball Classic. So they saw him against other competition rather than just Japanese players. He was the MVP of that classic, and obviously they have a lot of scouts over there. It's in some ways similar to what you're trying to do when you're trying to scout a college player. Can you forecast that this guy's going to make it to the big leagues? In this case, I think it's a little bit easier. His age, he's at a very good age for a pitcher. 26. I've seen videos on him. You know, it's just a matter of adjustments. Is this a guy that's going to be able to make the adjustments coming over here to the major leagues? There have been, maybe like Cuban players as well, a few more successful pitchers than there have been Japanese players.
Well, let's talk about another major offer going on Major League Baseball hot stove. It's like a bus station down there. So much testosterone in there. People want to compete. Men want to compete. I think that's part of the deal why all this money is being thrown away. But what about Vernon Wells? Is this really a legitimately important offer? $100 million, is he worth it?
Well, Vernon's a very good young player. When he was coming out of high school, I saw him in Texas. I went to a workout that he held down in Texas. And he's a very athletic kid, and he's gotten bigger and stronger and a better baseball player. He is a guy that you build around. Very good defensively in center field, and that's the core of your club out there. Defensively great, offensively coming into his own with some power. And I think he is a guy that a lot of clubs would love to have, and obviously the Blue Jays are trying to keep him there in Toronto.
When we come back, final thoughts with Jim Beattie, not only about Major League free agency, but also about the impact of gentleman owners like Lamar Hunt. Stay with us. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-768-9617. That's 800-768-9617. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now at 800-768-9617.
Because of Lamar Hunt, his influence on so many people in sport to inspire them to get to the next level will always be felt.
That was Luke Jensen, a tennis player. People forget what Lamar Hunt did for soccer, for tennis, to create opportunities. And Jim, in his last minute, I just wanted your perspective on owners that have that sense of not only entrepreneurial zeal and business acumen, but also the personal relationships and passion that make it all worth it.
Well, it's the one word you used there was passion, and that's so exciting when you get a baseball owner that has that passion. He comes down, he's in spring training a lot, and he's around the ball club. He goes into the clubhouse. He gets to know the families of the players and everything. And for me, I think, just trying to quickly think about that, one of the last really gentleman owners in baseball was the O'Malley family, Walter O'Malley, coming around and really getting to know his players. I mean, they were the face for the Dodgers for so many years. And now with the turnover in ownership and the business side of things in baseball, they get to be fewer and fewer in the game itself.
And in our last minute here, Jim, what is it about money that alternates that relationship with owners and the teams themselves? It seems like in the NFL, it's such a well-run business, but sometimes that creates space. And you see it with baseball players that don't sign autographs because, hey, heaven forbid, that the value of each autograph they have goes from $20 to $15 because they signed a few autographs.
Well, I think players get caught up in some of this, too. I mean, obviously, you can't paint everybody with the same brush. I mean, there's a player here in Baltimore, Brian Roberts, who spends an inordinate amount of time during the day. He's a single guy, but he spends a lot of time in hospitals and getting to know the fans. And, you know, for baseball players, I think they miss out, and athletes in general, they miss out if they don't get to know some of the fans and why they're out there. It's not just a business for them. They need to go out and get to know the fans and enjoy that part of the game as much as competition itself. Don't let the money take the joy of that away from you.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us, buddy. As always, we'll see you next week.
Nick, you take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, want to thank you for listening. We did the whole show yesterday pretty much about Lamar Hunt. Want to thank all the people, Floyd Little, Mark Schlereth, Randy Kovitz, and more, and, of course, Jim Beatty. Next week, Mike D'Antoni from the Suns, ESPN Magazine's Rick Bucher, Alan Houston from ESPN, NBA stuff, and more with our friend Len Dawson. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights.